And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, although we've not heard from him since the end of March. We say good morning to Ian Jones in Connors Key. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave. You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, as we were talking off air before, you are a massive fisherman, aren't you?
Yes, I try to be.
Right.
Obviously, I grew up between the two bridges in Ambridge, so
right.
I've been fishing the river since I was a kid.
Right.
But I go a bit further afield now into Anglesey and onto a fishery and after some really big fish.
Wow.
So, I got back from there about an hour ago.
Right, and you netted a big one in there over the weekend, I gather.
Well, yeah, it sounds big, but they're not big.
Oh, right.
It was 17 pounds.
Wow.
One I had, and he was a lovely fish.
Right.
He was a lovely fish. But my personal best up there is 27 pounds.
Wow. I can't even imagine what a fish that's 27 pounds would look like.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
But there's bigger in there.
Wonderful.
So something to go after.
And of course, they all go back afterwards, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It's sport like everything else. It's,
yes.
It's catch and release.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic up there. So it's 25 acres of woodland in the countryside just above Beaumanis. It's a great place.
It sounds wonderful. And I know that fishing is the most popular participant sport, but for somebody like me that's never done it, what is the appeal as far as you're concerned?
It's the challenge.
It's
like every other sport, Dave. I play an awful lot of golf as well.
Right.
And it's the challenge is to move that ball around.
Yes.
In the shortest time. And when you go to a fishery, you might spend an hour walking round before you ever decide to say, right, this is where I'm going to fish. And then you work from there.
Right.
So it's the challenge.
Yeah. And is it quite competitive as well? So when you're down there with all your mates, you're all anxious to get the biggest fish.
The particular lake I fish isn't, but if you go on the coarse fishing lake, which is like fish that come out the river, they have matches and it's very, very competitive. Yeah, those boys are really going for it. Too much for me.
Right, so it's one of those sports that you could definitely recommend.
Oh yeah, you can clear your head down there and there's wildlife going on around you that you take in and it's fantastic.
Right, you've definitely sold it for me. Anyway, back to another competitive sport, it's the 60-second challenge. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. So, good luck, and here they come. Which 80s duo shared their name with a unit of American currency?
Dollar.
Who sang Lessons in Love in 1986?
UB40.
What was the name of Harold Melvin's backing group?
The Blue Notes.
Complete the title of this Phyllis Nelson hit, Move.
Over.
Who duetted with Kenny Rogers on We've Got Tonight?
Dolly Parton.
Which first name links Muffins and the Vandellas?
Martha.
Which US state did Ray Charles have his mind on back in 1960?
Georgia.
Paul Shane and the Yellowcoats sang Holiday Rock in which TV series?
Maplins.
Which country is Craig McLaughlin from?
Australia.
And which doctor had sexy eyes in 1980?
Dr. Hook.
Right, okay, so some impressive answers there. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time, and you didn't pass on any of them, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So, could be a winning score, we'll find out shortly, but let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Who sang Lessons in Love in 1986?
Level 42.
It was level 42. It's just bringing the answer to mind in the time, isn't it?
I know it's 42, and I just couldn't get that word.
The first bit, yeah. Phyllis Nelson's hit wasn't Move Over, but you're probably thinking of Move Over Darling there, I suspect, but it was Move Closer.
Yeah, it was that. Wrong word.
Yes. Who duetted with Kenny Rogers on We've Got Tonight? You said Dolly Parton. You were thinking of Islands in the Stream. It was actually Sheena Easton, that one. And really, I suppose I should give you half a mark for the next one, because Paul Shane and the Yellowcoats sang Holiday Rock in the TV series Heidi High, which of course was in Maplin's, wasn't it?
Maplin's.
So we shall change that, and we'll give you half a point for that one. So
thank you very much.
6.5 out of 10. Carry on enjoying the fishing, and we'll talk to you again really soon. Okay.
All right then, Dave. Thanks for that.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, time for round two of the quiz. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ian Jones in Connors Key get a score of 6.5 out of 10 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion is Adam Derbyshire, who's on the phone now. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hi, Dave.
I loved your wrong answer to the 60-second challenge. You put down, did they play Cliff Richard music?
Yeah.
And it prompted a reply from Barbara Seville, who said, Adam, that would get rid of me too, and I'm 79. Brilliant. Right, so what have you been up to since we spoke to you back in February, I think it was?
Mainly just working, to be honest, Dave. I've been very busy at work.
Right. What is it you do again, or you're not allowed to tell us?
Oh, no, I'm a broadband engineer, so I go around fixing people's broadband
and phone. Oh, right. And I'm guessing a job like that, you would be incredibly busy, because everybody needs broadband these days, don't they?
Yeah, we've had a lot more people working from home, so it's been a lot busier.
I see, yeah. And do you enjoy the job?
I do, yeah. I'm never in an office, and I go in a different place every day.
Great. And you're meeting lots of different people as well, which is always good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, lots of different characters.
Yeah, and that must be something you missed during COVID, of course.
Yeah, so you get to see more people than you've seen in a long, long time.
Right. I remember during COVID, I had a new satellite system installed by Sky, and they weren't allowed to come into the house, so the engineer had to stand outside the front window and shout the instructions to me inside as to what to do. But it worked, it worked.
Yeah.
Right, okay, then how did you get on in round one? 6.5 out of 10 was Ian's score.
I got 6.
Oh, you got 6, so we would have beaten you on that one, but of course your questions are different, so let's see how you get on.
Okay.
Question number one, who was Blondie's lead singer?
Debbie Harry.
Complete this hot chocolate song title. It started with...
A Kiss.
Who was backing Katrina when she was walking on sunshine?
The Waves.
Which singer is nicknamed The Boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Which record label was founded in Detroit?
Motown Records.
Whose first hit was Space Oddity in 69?
David Bowie.
By what name is the jazz singer Clementine Campbell better known?
Glenn Campbell.
Whose first hit single was Wuthering Heights?
Kate Bush.
Complete this Paul Young song title, Wherever I Lay My Hat.
That's My Home.
Which musical instrument does Barry Manilow play?
Piano.
Which country do the Nolans come from?
England.
By what name is Declan McManus better known?
Des O'Connor.
Who had a number one album in 1979 with Regatta de Blanc, and you can answer that.
Roxy Music.
You're going to go for Roxy Music on that one. Well, you certainly answered lots of questions. Let's see how many of those you got right. Well, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. That's 3 more than Ian in round 1. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right, which means you're this week's winner.
For the first time.
Is that the first time you've actually won it?
I think so, Dave, yeah.
Fantastic. Right, let's go through the few that you missed out on.
Okay.
Four of them all together, and some of them were quite tricky. The first one, I don't think I'd have got this one right. By what name is the jazz singer Clementine Campbell better known? Not Glenn Campbell, that makes sense, but it's not him. It's actually Cleo Lane.
Oh, right.
Remember
her?
Right, the country that the Nolans come from, not England, but Ireland. Yeah. Declan McManus. I think you said Des O'Connor, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, the real identity singer would be insulted by that, I suspect, because it was Elvis Costello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Originally brought up in the Wirral as well. And the number one album in 79 with Regatta de Blanc was The Police.
Oh, right.
But doesn't matter anyway, because that's a winning score, 9 out of 13. So thanks for taking part, and we won't leave it quite as long before we have you back on the radio again.
Brilliant, thanks, Dave.
And when you see your dad, tell him it's about time he was back on the quiz as well.
I'll tell him.
Cheers, thanks, Adam. Bye-bye now.
Cheers, Dave, bye-bye.
Bye. That was impressive, wasn't it? And we'll do it all again next Sunday. First round at 11:30, second one at 12:30, and next week could be you.